Hello, my name is Tai Kozen, and I am the abbot here at Mount Adams Buddhist Temple. Many years ago, many, many years ago, when I was a youngster, I went to a Baptist church on Guam, and the minister met me at the door and told me God wouldn't love me unless I wore a suit and tie to church. Well, I thought that was a very surprising statement and also a very peculiar God, so I sort of left there and I went to a friend's house. He wasn't there, but his mom was. And I was crying and upset. And I told her what happened. She said, "Well, what do you believe?" And I said, "Well, I believe in this and this. And I think this is true and this is true." She says, "Oh, well, no wonder you're Buddhist." And I said, "I am. What is that?" She said, "That's a religion in Japan." So I thought about it and I said, "Oh, okay." And after a little while, I talked to my mom and I said, "Mom, I'm going to go visit some friends for a couple weeks." And she said, "Okay, Guam is only 21 miles long, 7 miles wide. So going to spend a week with a friend who lives out in the jungle or a different village or down by the ocean, very, very common." So I just told her I was going to go visit friends and I went down, got on a plane, and flew to Japan. And there I knocked on doors until I finally met a wonderful woman named Ruth Fuller Sasaki. She had married a Japanese Zen priest, and she was actually a Boston socialite and had a rather prim and proper accent, you know, from Boston. And I said, "I think I may be Buddhist." And she talked to me, and she says, "Well, of course, darling, you're Buddhist. Come and sit." And put me at the end of a row of Rinzai monks meditating, scared the bejesus out of me, and I started my meditation in that manner. Now, there's many stories that happened after that, and I went back to Guam and finished high school, and then went to Japan during breaks and went and stayed in Japan for a long time, and eventually ended up as the assistant priest at the Long Beach Zen Center in Long Beach, California. And from then I switched from this Soto Zen practice of Japan to the Tinyatan Tien practice, the same school of Buddhism as Tinyatan, but he is not in my direct lineage. Tien is a mispronunciation of the word Chan, which is a mispronunciation of the word Jhana. So it started in India, went to China where they called it Chan, then went to Japan where they called it Zen. When it went to Vietnam, they called it Tien. When they went to Korea, they called it Sun. So it's really a mispronunciation of a mispronunciation of a mispronunciation that gets us to our word for our meditative practices. And so I've been a monk now for 60 years. And what a great journey it's been. I wasn't a very good monk to start, but over the years, the wise teachings of the peaceful nature of Buddhism has permeated even my old hide, and I find myself more gentle, more soft, more loving, more compassionate, and much more accepting than I have ever been before. As you walk around, I hope you'll look at the statues and some of the sayings and maybe find that same compassion and that same acceptance growing stronger in your own heart. I wish you well in your journey. And once again, welcome to Trout Lake Abbey.